You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Housing costs have risen dramatically in Oakland the past few years, and so has the number of people without homes. An Alameda County report estimates that as many as 9,000 people in Oakland are unhoused. That's the largest in the county. A majority of them are people of color, and many are employed. The United Nations describes what's happening in Oakland as cruel and a violation of multiple human rights. KALW reporter Janae Darden went to a forum on the homeless issue in Oakland. She's here with me today to talk about that and a homeless encampment she visited that the city is threatening to evict. Hey, Janae.
Hey.
So the homeless population counts seem to have changed dramatically. Some reports say nearly 2,800. You're quoting 9,000. Where did you get those figures?
So, Hannah, I went to a presentation by homeless advocates, and they issued a report called Housing, Oakland's Unhoused. And it was a collaboration between the East Oakland Collective, Dellums Institute for Social Justice, and The Village. And the event drew a number of politicians and people who are unhoused.
Okay, so but why the huge gap in numbers?
Right. So the smaller numbers, they reflect people like sleeping on the streets and shelters. The higher numbers take into account people couch surfing, hospitalized, you know, jailed overnight. Those are people they may not be able to count on the street.
Yeah. Okay, so some people think of those who are homeless as having mental health issues, being veterans, addicted to drugs. Some people, you know, and some assume people who are homeless just don't want a job, but many are currently working.
Right. And, you know, people with mental health issues and veterans, they do unfortunately have higher rates of homelessness, but many of the people on the streets in Oakland are working. And I met a young man who works at Pixar as a dishwasher, and he sleeps in his car, and he can't afford to even rent here. But race plays a role here, too. So guess how many of those unhoused in Oakland are Black? Guess.
52%?
68%.
Oh, wow. That's big. That's a lot.
That is a lot. Now, high cost of living is a factor. Now, you remember the housing market crash around 10 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. Caused by the housing bubble. So some of those Black people who are now unhoused, their homes were foreclosed because of mortgage scams. And those scams hit people of color hard, especially African Americans. Many are from West Oakland and East Oakland, which have large Black populations. Mm-hmm. About 11,000 Black people and other people of color lost their homes around that time of the market crash.
So what else is fueling this homeless crisis in Oakland?
Incarceration. Mm-hmm. People who get out of jail, they can't find jobs, can't afford to pay rent. Mm. One man who was homeless and spoke at the event, he served time and said there are Section 8 policies that can hinder someone with a criminal record from getting housing.
Mm. And did they suggest a solution?
They presented a plan for the city and the county to house 2,000 people in 6 months to a year.
How are they going to do that?
Right. People are like, am I paying for that? Mm-hmm. So they're saying, they're suggesting building tiny homes, allowing mobile homes on public land. Oakland has 50 parcels of public land, and the report says that's enough for 7,300 affordable housing units.
And now back to your question, who's going to pay for it?
The report suggests using state and county funds that are supposed to go toward the homeless crisis. So the plan is short term for about 3 to 10 years and would cost $23 million. But they think a longer term goal would cost over $200 million. And I don't know if this is the best plan, but they think this problem can be taken care of.
Okay, so Janae, you went to a homeless encampment over the weekend and it's fighting the city. How? What's happening?
So at the end of October, the orgs that I mentioned earlier, East Oakland Collective, The Village, they set up a community for unhoused people on a lot in Brookfield neighborhood in East Oakland. Mm-hmm. And that lot has been vacant for a number of years. It's on public land. And so they call this the Housing and Dignity Village. And a day after the election, the city sent them an eviction notice, which says the encampment is illegal and uninhabitable.
Then what happened?
So the cops threatened to show up on Saturday morning to evict them. And the organizations, they put a call out to the community and local housing advocates to show up if the police come. And so the orgs also filed a restraining order against the city and they filed a lawsuit. The police didn't come. They invited a lot of media, too. But the volunteers stayed and they did some work on the property.
So what did it look like over there?
Hannah, it was really, I've been to other encampments, and it was really clean and organized. Mm-hmm. They have several tents for the people who live there. They had a pizza oven to cook food. Mm-hmm. They had a pantry, a medical and wellness tent, Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi.
They had Wi-Fi and invited people in the neighborhood to use the Wi-Fi. Composting toilets. It is a women-run encampment.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I spoke to Nita B. She is a co-founder of The Village, and she stays on the property. And she's owned a catering business in Oakland for 30 years. She's unhoused because she and her family, they can't afford rent here.
This is an encampment that centers the needs of women, which you don't see in any of the encampments. There is not a homeless woman I've met who has not yet been raped. And we decide which men get to come on. So we are trying to create a place where we as women can have a place where we know we won't fall through the cracks.
So, wow, sounds like an important space. How long will they be able to stay on this lot?
Well, that's to be determined. They're going to court today. So we'll know more soon, but there may be other court battles like this in the near future because another encampment in East Oakland was served an eviction notice last week. So I'll keep you posted.
All right. Thank you, Janae. I know you will. Thanks.
Thank you.
Janae Darden covers East Oakland for KLW. We've got a link to Housing Oakland's Unhoused report at KLW.org. And actually, they just shared an update on their Facebook page that they got a 2-week extension on their restraining order. Check out our website for more information on that, too.